What a lot of people don't know about me is that I used to be toxic AF. I was one of those super annoying people who had a special gift for nitpicking and finding something wrong with everything. You know how those people are, right? And unfortunately, it's still how my parents are to this day. So I was pretty judgy, and the scary part is I didn't even know it. This is why I was always reacting to other people, which meant I was this walking bundle of emotions where I would feel up one moment and then really angry and hating everybody the next moment, and I would just cry my eyes out, feeling like I was completely nuts. Obviously, I didn't like feeling that way. I really didn't like it that other people could see that about me either, but I didn't know how to stop. And I'm guessing at least some of you, if you're really honest with yourselves, you know that you have a negative mindset too. Maybe you've told yourself more than once, gosh, I really need to stop being so negative. But nothing really changes, right? That's because telling yourself to just stop being or doing something is never enough. People just don't work that way. This is why I thought it would be cool for today's episode to walk you through the framework that finally gave me a very tangible way to approach mindset. And it's something I love sharing with my clients all the time. I'm going over examples from real people, so stick around if you want to see how this works. You're listening to This Is How You Think, the show that remodels your mindset. I'm your host, Jewel Kim. Let's dive in. So it's 2020 and the pandemic is in full swing. The government shut down all non-essential businesses, which includes my photography business. Everything feels super freaky. I'm scared. I don't know what to expect. I'm also really frustrated because I'd finally started to gain some momentum in my photography business, and then suddenly I'm shut down and making no money. I'm overwhelmed and low-level terrified because I don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the world. If you lived through 2020, you probably felt something like this too. It was pretty bleak. But in a lot of ways, this was also the very beginning of how I became a coach. See, before that year, I didn't even know coaches were a thing. If I heard coach, I thought sports, like football. 2020 was the first year I met a coach. She reached out to me because she wanted my help with marketing and offered to coach me as a trade. I said yes, which when I think about it is kind of crazy given that I didn't even know what coaching was at all. But I thought, hey, why not? So I come into the session and my energy is not positive. I tell her a little bit about what's going on, how I'm feeling, and that's when she asks me, okay, what's a different thought you can have right now? And I was like, what? What do you mean a different thought? This is what I'm thinking, that the world is super effed up and we're all about to die. She goes, yeah, that's what you're thinking now. Well, what's something else that you can think? This was literally the first time anyone ever told me that I could choose to think something different. I didn't even know you could do that. And this is where she took me through a framework called the model. So when she told me, what's a different thing you can think, that's what she was doing. In the moment, I remember being super resistant because I was immediately like, oh, this is a trap and I don't like this. So I told her, well, I can't just say that the world is going to be okay. She says, okay, well, then what's something else that you can think? I end up picking this thought. I can serve the people in my circle the best way I can. And that starts with helping out our delivery drivers like the U.S. Postal Service and UPS. By the end of that session, I felt like a switch had flipped inside of me. It was crazy. I walked in feeling really tired and heavy, and I walked out so much lighter and optimistic. It was like a magic trick. Nothing in my life had changed. My business was still shut down, the pandemic was still happening, but I felt like a completely different person. And I was like, how the heck has nobody taught me this before? Because for the longest time, I was such a negative person. I still remember in the early days of dating my husband, he told me, I wish you weren't so negative. It really sucked hearing that, but I knew he was right. I was overwhelmed by the racing thoughts, the anxiety, the constant fear. I sure as heck didn't like feeling that way, but I didn't know how to stop the feelings or the toxic negativity. So when my coach showed me this framework, it was huge. I could instantly see how applying this consistently would change a lot of my negative mindset and what I was feeling. Now, the version she used was more linear. The model teaches you that thoughts come first, then feelings, then actions. But over time, as I went on my own coach training and I studied the psychology behind it, I realized that it's actually more like a ball. And in fact, when I looked it up, I discovered the CBT triangle, which is drawn with the corners labeled thoughts, feelings, and actions, but each of the three sides are an arrow pointing in both directions, meaning it's not necessarily that one always comes before the other. And the reason why I went down this rabbit hole is because I noticed in myself that sometimes your emotions show up first, before you even ever have a conscious thought about what's happening. Here's an example. I was once driving on the freeway, and somebody started merging into my lane. I immediately felt a sense of danger, and I was screaming. Only, the crazy thing is, I didn't even realize I was screaming. I remember hearing it and thinking, who's screaming? Oh, that's me! I was already swerving, and I barely missed being hit by that other car, which merged directly into the spot where I had been a second ago. This woman almost ran me off the road into the ditch. And at 75 miles per hour, that's really dangerous, right? That moment has stayed with me ever since, even though that was almost 20 years ago now. Because in the back of my mind, I had always wondered, how on earth did I react so quickly? But now I know how, because that's how your brain works in certain situations. In your brain, emotions travel on a superhighway compared to rational thinking. So in my situation, I sensed imminent danger that my conscious mind wasn't even aware of yet, and I immediately acted. My brain caught up a minute later, and that's when I started thinking all the thoughts like, oh my God, this crazy lady, she almost killed me. So that's a classic example of when emotion hits first, action second, and thought last. My emotional brain knew something before my rational brain did, and it saved me. This is why I adapted the model and the CBT triangle into my own framework that I call my T-chart, T-E-A, like the tea you drink, which stands for your thoughts, emotions, and actions. The reason why I'm focusing on these three things is because these are what you can actually control. You don't get to control the situation you walk into, you know, that's your starting point. And you can influence your results, but a lot of the time, you know how it is. The results end up being outside of your control. What you can control is what you think, what you feel, and what you do. If you're someone like me who tends to lead with thinking, then you start with T. If you lead with feelings first, it's going to be EAT, like E-A-T, like me on the freeway earlier, or ETA. And it's the same thing with leading with action. Taking certain actions affect what you think and feel. So it really is like a ball rolling in different directions. It's always the same framework, but with different starting points depending on how your brain is wired or the situation you're in. Now, before I get into how all of this works, I just want to note that you don't have to write any of this down. I'm putting a link in the show notes where you can download the PDF, and it'll have everything I'm about to cover plus more, okay? But if you don't download the PDF, how this works is I want you to imagine a two-column chart with five rows. The left side of the chart is your current reality, your situation, your thought, your emotion, your action, and your results. The right side is your desired reality. The way I walk my clients through this is like a U shape, like the letter U. You go down the left side first. So, what's the situation? What am I thinking? What emotions am I having? What am I doing? And what results am I getting? Now, at the results line, you then move over from the left side to the right side at the bottom, and then you go up from there. So it flips from what are my results now to what results do I actually want? What actions will get me there? And then, this is the key here, what do I have to think and feel in order to actually want to take those actions? And then the starting situation is still the same. Some people prefer going straight down both columns, top to bottom. That works too. But the U-shaped approach clicks for a lot of my clients because it starts with where you're at and ends with what needs to shift in your head to get somewhere different. But either way, it works. Now, there's one thing I need to call out here. When you choose a new thought, it has to be something you can actually believe is true. Like on a scale of 1 to 10 on how true it feels for you, it has to be at least an 8 out of 10. So for example, if you try to swap I'm not good enough with I'm amazing and unstoppable, your brain is very likely to immediately say, no, I'm not. And then this entire exercise will fail because the thought you've chosen is already rejected by your mind, which is how you wonder why nothing changes. So if you've ever felt like affirmations have never worked for you, or you've stood in front of the mirror saying things that you just don't believe and felt like a fraud, this is why, okay? The replacement thought has to be something that your brain cannot argue with. Now, let me show you what the T chart looks like applied to two real clients. Here's example number one. I had a client who wanted to start creating content on LinkedIn. She had stuff she wanted to say, she wanted to help people, but the thought running in the background in her mind was always, people are going to think I'm so cringe. Why would anybody listen to me? So, of course, her emotions were fear and uncomfortable, which meant her action was to stay a lurker, always watching, never creating, which then resulted in her continuing to have no posts. She had no presence on LinkedIn. So that was her current reality. Then we started on her desired reality, the new thought she landed on, and this is where the truth scale really matters, wasn't, I'm going to go viral or everyone's going to love my content. It was, I can learn how to do this if I just try. Growth is inevitable. And that was something she could believe. Her brain did not fight this. From that place, her emotions shifted to confidence and optimism, which then let her pick something that she wrote about and she posted it. The result was she finally started her content creator journey. She now had one post on her account, and that was like breaking the seal, right? She broke the cycle. And by the way, I've noticed something really interesting about LinkedIn, because I've had a lot of people over the last several years tell me how much they want to post on LinkedIn, but they were all afraid. And the thoughts they were having were actually different from how people are scared to post on other platforms like Instagram, for example. When it comes to LinkedIn, there's a lot more people thinking things like, oh, I'm not professional enough, or what will my coworkers think? So if you have multiple thoughts like that, the key is for you to put each of those thoughts into the T chart and go through the exercise with each one. Sometimes different thoughts will lead to different emotions, which will then potentially lead to different actions, right? And a lot of the times we bundle multiple thoughts together, and it's really hard to figure out which one is really the biggest blocker until we sit down and unravel all of this, which is almost like untangling a giant ball of yarn. Okay, here's example two. I had a client who's a photographer, and she once got a message from an Asian woman asking about photos. And before the conversation or any communication even happens, my client is already thinking, oh, she just wants cheap photos. She's going to tell me I'm too expensive. And because my client is thinking all of this, her emotions turned into being angry, hostile, and frustrated. Even though they hadn't even spoken yet, that's the crazy part. So because she's now thinking and feeling this, she then responds to the message with just a link to her website price list and barely anything else in the email. There's no warmth, there's no effort, and the result, no surprise, right? She never heard from that woman again. So we ended up flipping the script for any future potential clients. Her new thought became, I know exactly what you're going through as a new mom. You're dealing with your family, work, and a new baby. I got you. Her emotions became confident, happy, and encouraging. And then her action changed completely too. She wasn't afraid to ask for a call and express how excited she was about the new baby. And the result that my client always gets to walk away with, regardless of whether she gets hired or not, is that she always knows that the next new mom is going to feel seen by her. And we all know that when you're able to give that to somebody, your chance of being hired by them is a lot higher. If you want to try this for yourself and you haven't already downloaded my PDF or my T-chart, click the link in the show notes. It has some examples from me, the client examples I just walked through, plus a lot more. So here's how you do this. You pick one situation in your life right now where you want a different result. It may be something you've been stuck about or something you're afraid of. Fill out your current reality top to bottom. The situation, your thoughts, emotions, actions, and current results. Then I want you to ask yourself, what's the result that I want to have? And then work backwards. What action do I need to take that will contribute to that result? And in order for me to actually want to take this action, what do I need to be feeling? And what do I need to be thinking? And remember, the thought you choose has to be something that you can believe is true. At least an 8 out of 10 on the truth scale. And it has to be different from what you've been thinking. Something that's more positive or at least neutral. Write it down and then compare the left side to the right side. As you work through my T-chart, just remember that this doesn't fix everything, but it's a pretty good place to start. It's helped shape the beginning of my journey, and I think it can do the same for you. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening, and remember, I believe in you. See you next time.